Simpson, St. Helena, California, October 27, 1906. Elder Simpson, Dear Brother, since coming home, I have thought of my conversation with you and have feared that you might not have understood what I really meant to say in my caution to you. I may have been over-anxious on your behalf. Please do not suppose that I question the power of God to protect you. I know that His angels are round about you. I am fully in sympathy with your efforts to make the Word your textbook and letting the Lord speak through His Word. I have no criticisms to offer on your method of calling for means. I think your success in this line is a sufficient justification of the plan, and the Lord will bless those who give of their means. I do not wish what I said to you to interfere with your regular line of work. My only fear was for your personal safety. I desired to caution you not to expose yourself unnecessarily. I wish you to act as the Lord directs, making Him your whole dependence. My brother, if you wish to rest for a few days at any time, I invite you to come to my home in St. Helena. If you become weary, come and rest as long as you think needful. I will see that you have a pleasant room, and Brother Chrysler and Brother Robinson will do what they can to see that you have a good time. I know that the continuous speaking is trying to the organs of speech, and constant labor is a tax on one's physical strength. The sanitarium is close by our place, and we will drive you up in our carriage if you desire to take treatment. I will see that this does not cost you anything, neither your fare nor any treatment you may desire. It may be that you would feel unwilling to leave the work, but I mention this that you may come if you feel you need a change. I am very thankful that you can be in Oakland at this time and give the messages you have to give. Last evening at the close of the Sabbath, I was drawn out in earnest prayer in your behalf. I believe that the Lord will be your present help in every time of need. I long to see our ministers feel a burden to take the Bible and read the very words of God to the people. Many of our people should now awaken to a sense of their duties in the neglected cities. Our people need to be thoroughly aroused and to put on the whole armor of God. Last night, and the night before, I felt a heavy burden resting on my soul. I seemed to be standing before a large congregation, reading the scripture found in the 6th of Ephesians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verses 10 to 17. I tried to present before the people the promises of God, clear and strong. We need to pray much. The Lord has given us a message, I was saying to the people, and He calls upon us who have received the light to preach the Word. We have a world to save. I presented before the people that while they were catching up and dwelling upon words of fault-finding, they were disqualifying themselves for the service of God. There must be perfect fidelity in the discharge of every duty. We must urge upon souls the importance of the last work to be done for a perishing world. We have to contend with the forces of Satan, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The complete armor of God is to be found in His Word, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. In the revelation of the course of leading men in San Francisco, the Lord is giving us an object lesson of the world as it now is. Our only safety is to have our loins girt about with truth. The Son of God bore every indignity possible for a human being to bear. He met the spiritual darkness, the power of the wicked in high places. And He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth should be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 11-15. I desire to do all I can to help in the conversion of souls. We have the same dangers to meet as had the apostles. There are men today who practice sleight and cunning craftiness, who lend themselves as instruments to do the work of the enemy. And when I see the enemy at work, I cannot hold my peace. To walk in all the truth means being truthful in word and in deed, constantly developing in the graces of a Christian character. The essential unity of believers, as set forth in the Word of God, is to be a standard to which we must all earnestly strive to attain. Christ has given His people an example that they need make no mistake. We must ever be watchful that we may imitate our divine pattern. I was sorry to disappoint our people in San Francisco last Sabbath, and I felt relieved when I received a letter from Sister Haskell saying that it would be as well for me to wait till next Friday before coming down. I am not feeling well. I am suffering with the influenza, and I dare not expose myself. I am not sure that it will be best for me to go to San Francisco this week, but if the Lord indicates that I should go, I shall venture and not be afraid. Be of good courage, my brother. Do not keep on too great a strain. Remember, we have a home to which you are welcome when you need a change. May the Lord bless and keep you and give you victories in Jesus Christ. Your sister in Christ.